From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter will visit Europe this week. He'll be there to urge NATO allies to make some changes due to threats from Russia and the Islamic State group. He's to meet with officials in Germany, Estonia, and Belgium to encourage ministers to work together to counter threats facing Europe. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is to meet several of his European Union counterparts on Monday. The final round of talks on the Iranian nuclear program are to begin later in the week. Battles raged Sunday in northern Afghanistan, where Taliban insurgents have seized a key district and have lost control of another. Authorities in northern Kunduz province say the Taliban has established control of the key Chardara district. Afghan security forces are trying to halt Taliban advances on the provincial capital. An Interior Ministry spokesman says Afghan forces have flushed Taliban insurgents out of the northeastern Yamgan district. That area had fallen to the Taliban nearly 3 weeks ago. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have attacked a National Intelligence Agency compound in the capital. The raid on the National Intelligence and Security Agency on Sunday in Mogadishu started with a suicide car bombing. Media reports indicated there were casualties. Thousands of demonstrators marched Sunday in European cities. It's a show of anti-austerity solidarity on the eve of an emergency summit aimed at keeping the debt-ridden Greek government from defaulting on its European loan payments. The rallies were in Athens, Brussels, and Amsterdam. This is VOA News. Worshippers returned to a black South Carolina church today for the first time since a white man gunned down a Bible study group at the church last week. Visitors from Charleston and as far away as California packed into the church for Sunday services. Here is the Reverend Norvald Goff.
I want to say to the citizens of Charleston and visitors, thank you for being whom God has called you to be. Thank you for your flowers out front. Thank you for the cards and the emails and all the acts of kindness.
Churches across Charleston rang their bells in unison in solidarity with the stricken congregation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today applauded Egypt's decision to send an ambassador to Israel.
We've been informed by the government of Egypt that it is dispatching an ambassador to Israel. This is an important piece of news. We appreciate it. It's something that has been that is deeply welcomed in Israel.
Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi had recalled his ambassador in 2012 in the wake of an Israeli attack on the Palestinian militant group Hamas. An antiquities official says Islamic State militants have placed mines throughout the historic area of Palmyra in Syria. The explosives were laid on Saturday, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. A museum at the site was emptied before the militants arrived in late May. However, ruins from the ancient city, also known as Tadmor, could not be relocated. Turkey's nationalists closed the door this weekend on forming a coalition government with the country's main opposition party. That action sets the stage either for new parliamentary elections or for the ruling Justice and Development Party to remain in power with nationalist support. The outgoing UNICEF representative in Burundi says this past week's grenade attack on a school in the capital Bujumbura is a senseless tragedy. One student was wounded. Johannes Wedenig says the attack on the Days of the African Child School was a deplorable assault. Also, security forces say 11 Burundi police officers were wounded in a string of overnight grenade attacks on police stations across Bujumbura. The Obama administration is congratulating the people of Mali for the peace agreement signed Saturday between Tuareg rebels and the government. A State Department spokesman said Sunday the U.S. will stand by the Malian people as they implement the deal to bring the future of peace and prosperity all Malians deserve. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.